As listeners undoubtedly already know, October 4th through the 8th is International Plasma Awareness Week, and we're celebrating this year's holiday by shining a spotlight on legislation that made its way through the Capitol in March dealing with plasma donation centers. And to discuss the bill, which is waiting to be delivered to Governor Kathy Hochul for her signature, we're joined by Bill Speer, Senior Director for Advocacy and Regulatory Policy at the Plasma Protein Therapeutics Association. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So for starters, can you explain what plasma actually is?
Sure. Plasma is the straw-colored liquid portion of the blood. It's comprised of water, salts, proteins. 55% of the total blood volume is plasma. And due to its unique biological composition, it can't be prepared synthetically. But there are proteins in plasma which are essential for proper functionings in the body. Some of the proteins include alpha-1 proteinase inhibitor, which protects the lungs, clotting factors, which controls your bleeding, and immune globulins or antibodies, which control the immune system and prevent illness.
So outside of my body, what uses are there for plasma, and how do those uses differ based on, I guess, the various collection methods there are for obtaining plasma?
Well, our member companies use it for manufacturing medicines, but others will collect plasma for transfusion and things of that nature. But our member companies solely collect plasma for the purpose of manufacturing medicines to treat individuals who lack those proteins that I mentioned or they have deficient proteins. There's about 125,000 Americans who rely on plasma donations, source plasma donations, to make the medicines that treat them.
And that phrase you use, source plasma donations, that's different than, say, removing plasma from blood that someone donated, right?
Well, it's similar.
Okay.
If you donate whole blood and then you remove the plasma from it in a separate procedure, that's called recovered plasma. Source plasma is plasma that's donated solely for manufacturing purposes. That's how it's defined under federal law. And it takes place very similar to donating blood, where you will sit down, there'll be a venipuncture, and they will draw the blood out through the venipuncture. But then it'll be hooked up to a plasmapheresis machine, whereby the plasma will be separated and the cells of the blood, the red blood cells, white blood cells, and other components will be returned to the donor. And that's why you can donate plasma, source plasma, twice in a 7-day period, but you have to wait 8 weeks to donate whole blood.
So right now, what does the state's landscape look like with regards to regulations for source plasma donations? And what are the effects of the current regulatory framework?
In regards to New York, things are really improving. Since 2017, we as an association began a project to improve source plasma donation in New York. And we started by meeting with the Department of Health, with our member companies, and patient groups weighed in. And basically, we were able to work with them to change the regulations governing source plasma donation in a way that harmonized them with federal law. Unfortunately, under statutes in New York, there are some laws that we have to change with statutory changes, hence the need for the legislation. But the Department of Health was great to work with. They recognized that some of their regulations were outdated. And so, you know, we went through the process, the rulemaking process over the last, I guess, year or two, and changed regulations in New York that went a long way to improving the situation.
So what are some of the changes that would be written into our statute if Governor Kathy Hochul signs the legislation that was approved unanimously by state lawmakers in March?
The legislation is very broad in that it basically says if you are collecting source plasma according to federal law, you can collect source plasma in New York. And the reason for that, keeping it broad, is two things. One, we never want to have a situation where if regulations change at the federal level, New York doesn't keep up, which was the problem with the regulations that New York recently promulgated to catch up with federal law. And then also it'll allow the clinical laboratory laws to change a little bit in New York. Right now, New York requires, say, for the pre-donation screening, our members have to hire medical technologists. You know, medical technologists are in short supply in New York, according to SUNY Albany's Center on Workforce for Healthcare, and hospitals are even having a difficult time finding these people. Well, these people, is, you know, we think should be focused on healthcare and diagnostic procedures, as opposed to at source plasma donation centers. It's a pre-donation screening. You're doing a very simple test, and it's not diagnostic. And the rest of the country follows the federal law, which says that basically an individual with a high school degree, properly trained, can do the pre-donation screening. So if we could do that in New York, you'd be able to open more centers, and you'd be able to keep them open longer hours. Right now, there are centers open in New York as a result of the improved regulatory environment, but they can't hire the personnel necessary to keep the centers open the number of hours they would like to, just because of, you know, the demand for people like medical technologists in the hospitals, which is frankly where they should be.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Bill Speer, Senior Director for Advocacy and Regulatory Policy at the Plasma Protein Therapeutics Association. So in the bill memorandum, it says that there are fewer than 10 source plasma donation centers currently operating in New York, while there are more than 800 across the country. If the governor does sign this bill, are you expecting an explosion of plasma donation centers in New York, or will it be a more gradual growth, or will we not actually see a big uptick in centers?
Well, I would certainly expect an uptick in centers. You know, for comparison, similarly situated states like Illinois and Ohio have 43 centers in Illinois and 46 in Ohio. New York currently now has 12. I checked the numbers as of August 31st, and there are now more than 1,000 source plasma donation centers in the U.S.
Wow.
So because of the significant need for source plasma, our members have been extremely active in opening more centers all around the country, and we certainly would like to open more in New York. So if the governor were to sign this legislation, I would expect definitely an increase in the number of centers. I would not be surprised if they became on par with, say, Pennsylvania, or which has 31, or Illinois. You know, because right now you have to think about it. With their large population, New York has 12 centers. That's on par with Idaho and Kansas. You know, there's certainly room for more donation centers in New York. And, you know, for the communities in New York, it's got to improve the economic situation. You're talking about centers that employ more than 50 people. It has more than a $4 million economic impact in the community. You know, these centers hire physicians, nurse practitioners, EMTs, and high school grads. A number of our companies have stories in which someone started as a plasma donator, and now they are high up with the company in professional positions. So, you know, it's a great economic impact for the community, as well as, you know, necessary for these patients.
So the language you've been using and the language in the legislation refers to plasma donations. So do people simply donate plasma, or is it the case that people are paid for having their plasma withdrawn?
People are paid for the time. You know, people are plasma donors. They are screened to make sure they're healthy enough to donate. It's a pretty rigorous process governed by the FDA. The Europeans govern us as well, since some of the donated plasma is used in Europe. And then also PPTA has its own voluntary standards to make sure we have healthy donors donating. But they are compensated for their time because, you know, the first donation takes about 2 hours. There's a full physical as well as the donation process. And that physical is done annually if you continue to donate. And then to donate any other time, it takes basically 90 minutes. So this is a real commitment by these individuals. So they are compensated for their time and effort to donate.
If this legislation becomes law, where do you envision some of the new facilities potentially opening? Is this something where It's primarily going to be in New York City and maybe in a handful of urban areas in upstate New York where there is the population that might be able to make these worthwhile, or could they be elsewhere? And who do you envision being the population that would serve as donors? Are there enough donors that would be willing to step up in New York?
Oh, I've got to imagine there's more than enough people willing to donate. Where I would envision these centers, they could be anywhere. They could, you know, obviously be in New York City or on Long Island, but I would also expect them to be in areas in upstate New York as well. I mean, there are a number of centers in upstate now that have been opening. And the typical plasma donor, it's pretty much just a reflection of society. I was at some centers in Bakersfield, California, a couple weeks ago, and you saw people of all economic backgrounds. You saw people of all ethnic backgrounds. You know, people who are committed to donating plasma for whatever reason, a number of them, you know, they know someone who's on a therapy that needs such treatment. Sometimes when we were doing work in Nebraska, there was a sorority that made it part of their community service project that they would donate plasma once a month, all the sorority members. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if centers are opened throughout the state, as well as, you know, the donors, I would expect will be more than willing to step up and donate where needed.
Any concerns about if there is a rush of new facilities opening, that they're located primarily in disadvantaged communities, and as a result, it's more often poorer New Yorkers who end up donating plasma? Or is that not really a concern at this point?
No, I don't think that's a concern. You know, the centers, if you look around the country, are located in a number of places. Often it's in college towns where people have enough time to donate. Again, it's, you know, you need to donate 90 minutes first time, 2 hours. So often you'll see them there. But, you know, you'll also see them in city areas as well. But as far as the locations, you know, it's really everywhere around the economic geography.
And finally, if New York does approve this legislation and we have potentially 30 or 40 more centers come online, what does that mean for the overall supply of plasma in America and the world more broadly? Are there ramifications for the market in terms of the cost of plasma or the research that can be done? Or am I overestimating the consequences of New York becoming more of a donor?
You know, right now we've had, because of COVID, a severe decline in plasma donations. In 2019, there were 53 million source plasma donations made in the U.S. Last year, there were 43 million in 2020. Our hope is that New York will help us get back up to the levels of 2019 and 2018. And the reason it's extremely important is there were patient access issues in 2019 regarding access to immune globulins, which are used to treat people with like primary immune deficiency. So the patient community, as well as the association and you know, the regulators, are all concerned about access to medicine. So our hope is that if we can get these centers open and online in New York, that we can help mitigate the potential patient access concerns that we're all trying to avoid in the future.
Any indication about whether Governor Hochul will sign this bill at some point over the next 2 months?
The information we've been hearing from our local lobbyists is that the bill should be signed, but, you know, nothing's ever done until it's done. So, you know, we do work all around the country, and I find, you know, it's best to just wait and not predict. But we're hearing nothing but positive things. Like you mentioned earlier, this is a bill that passed unanimously, and it's supported by a number of groups, including the American Plasma Users Coalition, which is made up of a number of patient organizations that are hoping that the governor will sign this bill.
Well, we've been speaking with Bill Speer. He's the Senior Director for Advocacy and Regulatory Policy at the Plasma Protein Therapeutics Association. Bill, thank you so much for taking some time during International Plasma Awareness Week to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciated the opportunity.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.